telling on other children.
Oh, tattletale?
Tattletale.
Yeah.
And these pretty things that people grow outside, they might pick them, put them in a vase in the house.
Flowers.
Mm-hmm. And these things that children play with.
Toys.
Toys. Mm-hmm. What about if you gave your wife a bracelet and she was just sitting there looking at it? You might say, well, don't just look at it, go ahead.
And put it on.
What do you call it when boys get irritated at each other, but you say they begin to?
A fight.
Mm-hmm. And if I accidentally poked a knife in my leg, you'd say I did what to my leg?
Oh.
Or I accidentally stabbed himself. Mm-hmm. If you have to lift a real heavy weight with a block and tackle, mm-hmm. you'd say you had to do what to get it up, say, to the roof or whatever?
To pull.
Pull, mm-hmm. or hoist it, maybe?
Hoist, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hoist it. What do you say to somebody about 10 o'clock before lunch in the way of greeting them?
Good morning. Good morning.
Right, good morning. Mm-hmm. What's the latest in the day that you'd say that?
Oh, 10, 11 o'clock.
And after good morning.
Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And when you're leaving somebody at night, what do you say to them?
Good night.
Mm-hmm. If somebody starts to work before daylight, you'd say they start to work before
dawn.
Or before sun.
Sun up.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, well, we were a little late this morning because when we started out in the field, the sun had already.
See, the sun was up.
Mm-hmm. And if you work until the sun goes out of sight, you work until
sundown.
Let's see, if today is Wednesday, that means Tuesday was
yesterday.
And Thursday will be
tomorrow.
If somebody came in on Sunday, a week earlier than this past Sunday, you'd say he came when?
Oh, a week earlier or a week later? If he came a week earlier, it's the way I express myself, I'd say that he came too early. Too soon.
You ever heard people say Sunday a week ago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody stayed at your place from the 1st to the 15th of the month, you'd say they stayed about
2 weeks.
People around here don't use the word fortnight.
No.
Okay.
They use it in England, though, quite a bit. That's where I first ever heard that word used to realize what it was. I mean, 2 weeks.
Right?
Yeah. In England, they were thinking a fortnight.
And if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
The time.
Mm-hmm. And he'd say, well, just let me look at my
watch.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the time midway between 7 and 8 o'clock?
Morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just say if it's midway between 7 and 8 o'clock.
Oh, 7:30.
And if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10.
15 minutes later, 15 after 10.
15 minutes later than half past 10 would be?
15 minutes later than half. Oh, it'd be 15. Until 11 then.
Okay. And if 1976 was last year, then 1977 is?
Next year.
1977 is? 1976 was last year, then 1977 is?
Present.
Right. Or this year?
Yeah. Okay. This year. Yeah. Present. Yeah.
If something happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened?
A year ago.
What do you call these white fluffy things in the sky?
Clouds.
And if it's, if you look up in the sky and there are no clouds around, you might say, I believe we're going to have a
beautiful day, pretty day.
If it's not a pretty day, you call it a dark cloud kind of thing.
Well, a bad day.
Bad day.
Mm, bad weather.
What if the clouds are getting thicker and darker? You'd say the weather's doing what?
Changing.
But if it's just the opposite, you say the weather's
clear.
Okay. What do you call an extremely heavy rainfall? Say about an inch in 1 hour.
Just a heavy rain.